Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing. I am one half of this podcast duo. My name is Christopher Glasson. I'm doing an impression of the other half of the podcast duo. His name is...
Why are you talking like a robot?
That's what you fucking sound like.
Negative. I'm Stuart Roy Whiffin. Hello, how are you all today?
If this is your first time listening to Hardcore Listing, we do top fives. You know that because you've probably read our bio now, our bio, and thought, yeah, let's give this one a try. Look at these two crazy kids. Well, we are crazy. You're going to find that out soon. We love a top five.
We're bloody mad, aren't we?
We are really crazy kids. I tell you, the crazy things me and you get up to.
We wore them like kind of novelty hats at Glastonbury, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And on a ski slope, I'll wear a furry hat as well. I've got...
When we've done one on that stag do, we both had T-shirts printed saying, we love Minge.
Absolutely. The fuckers, yeah, is what we called ourselves. I've even got printed tracksuit bottoms on today.
I mean, that's not a lie.
I've actually got loves, yeah, and they're really cool.
What's that say, midlife crisis?
Midlife crisis, oh, yeah, it's scrawled all over it. Yeah, so that's what we do. We're crazy. We do top fives. We sometimes have guests on. Sometimes we don't. Our top fives are based on what our listeners suggest. We're just a really good old gang here. We hope you enjoy this. We're sometimes rude, so apologies if we drop the C-bomb.
Do you mean that?
What?
That apology?
No, you're shit.
Right.
If you're easily offended, just pop off now. I'm sure there's a really good podcast out there for you, for wimps.
Yeah.
But if you're tough...
Stick with us.
Stick with us.
Otherwise, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. But anything we say, we don't actually mean. We just kind of like to upset each other.
We just like a ruddy bloody laugh.
We just like
a
ruddy bloody laugh. Just, you know, can't say anything these days, can you? Hopefully, we're not that those people either, though. Yes, we also have a Patreon. Stewie, do you want to tell them about Patreon?
Yes, I do. So, we put out episodes each week, this being one of them, so you can listen to these ones for free. And there's a huge back catalogue. So go get stuck into the back catalogue if you've not done it already. Better still, subscribe, and then that way you won't miss it when every Monday a brand new episode will pop up on your listening device, which probably isn't an iPod because we found out this week they've stopped producing them. But if you want more content and you'd like to support the podcast, the way that you can do that is by heading over to Patreon, patreon.com/hardcore listing. And what do you get over there? I'll tell you. You get another weekly episode. Every Wednesday we put up another episode. And we're a little bit looser on the Patreon episodes. Mm. They're maybe a little bit more blue, a little bit more effing and jeffing.
Way more racist, aren't we, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's more the focus. Of
That's when we had the marketing meeting about where we're going to go with it. That was top of the agenda.
We decided to take it racist. Because not everyone's doing it. Weirdly, not everyone's doing that.
We've done some research and we couldn't find any racist podcast. So we see a gap in the market.
Yeah.
And it was like, right, let's start a really racist podcast.
Mixing misogyny, and that's what you got over there on Patreon.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We touch on animal cruelty as well. You're big on that.
I love animal cruelty.
The first one, it's quite racist, the first Patreon episode, and we do a real deep dive into the hilarity behind seal clubbing. So go check that episode.
It's a bit like taking a cold shower. The first few times you do it, it's really you'll be scared and disgusted. But after a while, you'll just get numb to it.
Exactly.
And adjust to it.
And you'll want more. It's like heroin.
Yeah.
But we're joshing, of course.
Of course.
It is a little looser, and our potty mouths do run a little bit more wild over on our Patreon episodes. But what you get over there is another back catalogue of Patreon episodes. There's hundreds over there. I put up mixtapes and stuff as well, so you get some music to listen to. There's loads and loads of video episodes, so if you want to watch our stupid faces, you can watch them over there. And Scribius Pip has been very generous in giving us the videos to the drunk cast that we've done. So if you'd wish to see our silly faces and Scroobius Pip, Ramesh Ranganathan, Brett Goldstein, Rich Wilson, Jade Adams, Ed Gamble, James Acaster's beautiful faces, them videos are available over on the Patreon. And it costs you $10 a month.
Yes.
So what's that? £8. So £2 a week. And you can subscribe for a month and see how you get on with it.
Yeah.
Rinse the back catalogue and then fuck off.
And then just pull out.
Yeah.
Just pull out and leave us there on the bed. Can I just say as well, the best thing about Patreon is the community. So there's a lot of people over there. They're all friends. They've all got good chat groups. They've literally, the community just made a Top Trumps card set of us and all our community members as a card game, an actual card game. They're all just very nice people. So they all come together to just laugh at me and Stuart. But it's a great community. Can't believe we've got that. We've created that.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It really is. And you know, don't feel pressure that you have to, because they've got WhatsApp groups, they've got a Zoom room that is open 24 hours a day, and they're all there for each other, and they chat, and they meet up, and they go out, you know, literally like 30 of them all got together and had a big old drink in London, you know, a little while ago, when one of our other patrons come over from America. It's a really lovely and absolutely terrifying thing that we've created. But don't feel the pressure to be part of that. You can just join up to Patreon and just enjoy all the content that we've put out over there.
Listen to the quality content and our nudes as well. We will post a lot of nudes.
Definitely. That's patreon.com/buttonmushroom. One of the other things that helps facilitate this podcast is our bloody, ruddy, lovely sponsors. Okay, first up, we have a brand new message from our sponsor, love-beer.co.uk. Charles says, we're delivering to home and office bars in and around London, including Essex, Kent, Hertfordshire and more.
We're a one-stop shop for everything you need to pour a beer at home, from installation of the equipment through to delivering kegs straight to the bar.
This year, with rugby and World Cups, we're also developing our hire equipment with a quick and easy-to-use solution to have kegs at home. For about £3.20 a pint, we can install a keg with all the equipment you need to pour beer for up to 2 weeks.
Yes, all the equipment we provide can dispense up to 2 kegs at the same time. So if you wanted a lager and one of my amazing craft beers we featured previously on the podcast, then the per pint cost will be even lower, and the equipment we use will keep it pouring properly for the full 2 weeks without you having to do a thing.
The only thing you have to do is go to love-beer.co.uk.
Bangboomcreative.com. That's where you need to go for the very best in film, photography and production work.
Absolutely. Handsome Luke and his team over at Bang Boom have been proud sponsors of ours for bloody ages.
Yeah, and we can tell you two things about them. Number one, their stuff is excellent. They work for massive global brands, charities and companies of all shapes and sizes.
The content they create does really, really deliver. We've done shoots with Luke. Loads of the people, our partners over at the network and our mates have done shoots with Luke. Always banging and they're always getting results.
Yes. And number two, they're just bloody nice to work with. The team at Bang Boom always give it their all. The business ethics are sound and they're a bunch of warm, proper, decent people.
So if you need some great visuals from a truly excellent company, check out bangboomcreative.com. Sponsors of Hardcore Listing. The world can seem like a strange and sometimes dangerous place. With Samet Academy helping you with your martial arts training, you can always feel safe. Dangerous loners are everywhere. They come across as harmless board game geeks or indie music fanatics, but the reality
is far more sinister.
Yes, yes. Renzi Simon James has been training karate for over 32 years and teaching for 28. He knows through first-hand experience that martial arts can give you the stress release you've been looking for. It can teach you life lessons along with fitness and, more importantly, peace. At Sama, he teaches karate, kickboxing, tai chi and MMA to all ages, from children as young as 4 to the very elderly, even Stu.
What? Aside from that, he also teaches ladies self-defense courses, team building courses, corporate training days, apprenticeships to become a martial arts instructor for Sama.
Yeah, he even teaches a parent and baby self-defense course. That's defense while carrying your child, not defense against maniacal murder babies, because we all know there's no defense against them. So go hit Simon up at sama-academy.co.uk. There you have it. Sponsoroonies, thank you very much for supporting this. My collarbone's starting to heal now, so I guess we're going to have that karate session with Sama Academy in the next few months, which I actually can't wait. I really can't wait to do that and have it refractured.
Yes.
Which will be a good old laugh.
It's going to be difficult, though, because I know he's a black belt, but so are you, so I imagine it'd be a pretty equal fight.
I think that... Simon's just a little bit under me.
Yeah.
But what I'll do is I'll just, you know, maybe I'll drink a little bit before we go, just to have a few joints, just to slow myself down.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too fast. I don't want to have too much power because it's his dojo. He's got like literally several academies. I don't want to embarrass him in front of all the hundreds of people that are his students and his multiple other wrenches and senseis over there. I don't want to do that to Simon. I have written a really big check there that Simon is going to cash.
When you're on your knees and he's about to throw that final shot to rip your fucking Adam's apple out,
oh no.
I want you to know the last words you're ever going to hear is me just sniggering in the background, just catching my breath enough to go, "Finish him!"
And that'll be it. I don't mind dying like that. I think a lot of our listeners want that. So, one of our listeners gave us this top five today. Rich Widdowson gave us top five films you'd like to see get a reboot. And I was like, yeah, great idea, Shu, great idea. And I started trying to write a top five of it. And I struggle, mate. I struggle because either they've rebooted it so far, the ones that I wanted to see, and they, most of them aren't that good. And I've broke my little dark heart. Or I just, having had that experience now, I'm kind of scared of people rebooting films. But you know what? I'm up for a laugh. You were very keen to record this one. So do you want to go first? Okay, all right, go on then, Captain Keen.
So I'm going to go with, first of all, I'm going to start with, I want to see them remake Rambo.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
But I want them to do a body positive version.
You?
No.
Dadbo?
No, Rick Waller. and so I think, we were growing up in the 80s where we was exposed to Van Damme, Arnie and Stallone.
Yeah.
Oiled hench bodies.
Yeah, it was hard for us to keep up with that physique as well, wasn't it? We did, obviously.
I can't anymore. So, you know, I take comfort in seeing, you know, body positive role models like Waller, you know, in there because it's far more relatable to my current physique.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we're seeing that make its way into Hollywood on the big screen.
Right.
Certainly not in action movies.
No. Yeah.
And
so you want Rick Waller lugging around an M16, basically?
Bullet, couple of sort of like bullet belts over his shoulders.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to think what he'd wear. Normally, you used to sort of see him in like a white shirt, like waistcoat and trousers. Maybe that.
I was gonna say, just, you know, don't break. Don't try fixing something that's not broken, mate. He looks great in that.
You look at what John Rambo was wearing, you know, it was just generally like top off, wandering around. People don't walk around like that in the real world.
No, I think
have a reality check here and let's kind of, let's just fucking
switch on a little bit here and just go, you know, we come out of a pandemic, you know, we've all put on a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be looking. Facts. We don't want to be looking at these fucking gym bodies that are giving us false, you know, false heroes of like what we should all be looking like.
Yeah, insecurities.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? What I want to see is someone who I can, is relatable or that I feel better about.
Yeah.
When I look at myself. And yeah. I come out of the cinema going, I could have done that. I could have done that better.
I want to look up and see Rick Waller parachuting out of a helicopter whilst unloading two machine guns, like, you know, onto people that are like scarpering below him.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I think that will be...
I think the landing would probably be more devastating than machine guns. Apologies to any Rick Waller fans out there.
That's my number five. Rambo featuring Rick Waller. Yeah.
Dad bow. I like it, man. Come on, Rick. I don't know what you're up to these days, mate, but I'm sure you're up for it, and we'll get our patrons to finance this film. Oh, God, fucking hell. Where do I go? All right, I'll throw one in there. I'd like to see a remake of Conan. They'd remade it about 10 years ago with actually a really great guy, Jason Momoa, but it just didn't... I think that's his name. It just didn't quite hit the Arnie vibe. It was too special effecty, and it just didn't feel raw enough. And like Arnold Schwarzenegger as Conan, and he has that sort of like, he's just such a badass, and it was all flesh and steel. No, and I do actually want to, you know, I'm all for the body positive stuff and that.
Well, let's remake it with Roland Browning from Grange. You're Roland the Barbarian.
Let's go for it. Roland the Barbarian. That's amazing. Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want it. Go dial it back, gritty 80s grit, you know, with Roland in there and the rest of the cast of Grange Hill. Yeah, I'd love to see Conan remade, but really dark and gritty. A bit like what they've done with it. Have you seen the new Batman?
No.
It's good.
Really? Yeah.
3 hours fucking long, though. I fell asleep in the cinema.
All right, that good.
Yeah, I was really annoyed. The last 40 minutes was torture, me trying to keep my eyes open.
But I'll take it after a half hour in, you know, as per your previous boasts, you work out where films are going in the first half hour and generally tell the person you're with.
Yeah, funnily
and
enough.
All smugly at the end.
Funnily enough, I was on my own because no one would go to. Molly really wanted to see it, but three hours would have just been too long.
Company.
I didn't really know where it was going, to be honest with you, and I weren't trying to guess it.
Yeah.
So what I tried to do is leave my brain in a bucket or a skip, because a bucket probably wouldn't fit.
I saw Conan the Barbarian first year cinema. I went with my mate Lee's, and he had it on VHS. And I think in the opening scene, is he like having it off?
Oh, God, honestly,
I think he's having it off. And does she like turn into like some kind of witch? I've not seen it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like, does she turn into like some sort of witch or something? But I remember just thinking, oh, awkward boner. And then I was oh, dear. Yeah. Like, it got really scary. Because it was Conan the Destroyer as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, Conan the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer. I haven't seen them for quite a long time now. And I can't even remember what one that's in. Or if you just made that, that's a dream you've had.
Barbarian, definitely.
Okay, all right. I just want that gritty. I want a nice gritty sword and steel that isn't like ruined by loads of special effects. Yeah, bring me that on a plate. What's your number four?
Police Academy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, that's a great shout, actually.
Yeah. And I want it to star the cast of Towie, right?
Fucking amazing.
Or Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
Let's go Made in Chelsea. Mm. Right, so I want a load of poshos, right, that have to join the police, but the police academy's in Grays.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Is this like an hour and a half of just people just getting fucking beaten up?
It's basically a lot of people, privileged people, being taken out of their comfort zone, yeah, put into a very poor working class area,
yeah,
and having to deal with the daily issues that, yeah, the local constabulary have to deal with. I think that will be
hysterical in its own right.
Absolutely.
It would still be a comedy.
I reckon one of the cast that probably makes some interesting sound effects, as they're probably getting lit up by someone who's
seeing Jay's hair, his little blonde haircut, getting all roughed up by someone. I think, yeah, while they rip his bulletproof vest off him,
yeah,
I think it would be great. I'd be well down for that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the first Police Academy, I wouldn't remake that. That's perfect. It's one of the greatest films ever made, fact. But I think, you know, Citizens on Patrol, which was that Police Academy 3, Citizens on Patrol? Citizens on Patrol. Yeah, I love the idea of getting some posh citizens and not giving them a taser or anything like that. Yeah, don't give them anything, but throw them to the lions.
Yeah,
and throw them on the streets of Grays.
We've had a call, Rough House Flat Block 666.
Yeah,
there's been a bit of a domestic dispute.
Yeah.
Can you just go and find out what's happened?
Yeah,
absolutely. And just capturing the terror on their faces as they just arrive.
Yeah,
to that, not knowing what to do.
Yeah,
will there be enough time for them to talk about who they fancy though? Because that's a big feature in these shows, isn't it? Like Made in Chelsea, they're so lucky that really they're barely doing any work. They're really just talking about. There's a lot of chitter. There's a lot of small talk in it, isn't there? Where they're like, oh, so and so said something about so and so.
I think they'll be preoccupied breaking into a crack den, and literally being welcomed by a geezer with Home and Away eyes fucking his dog.
yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe that is the love interest.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Police Academy 3, Citizens on Patrol, remade in Grays.
Yeah, all right.
With reality stars. Privileged ones.
I would like to just see, mine are so much more boring than yours. You've gone a bit abstract. I like it. I'd like them to remake Spawn.
Never seen it.
Yeah, but it was, a lot of money got pumped into Spawn. Spawn was a wicked comic back in the day. Todd McFarlane.
Good soundtrack, didn't it?
Yeah, it did actually have a really good one.
What was the rave tune?
I think you're good. What was the rave tune?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Blade and you thinking about that one?
Yeah, I
thought so. Stupid.
Spawn had a good soundtrack though, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, actually, even Prodigy did, or maybe it was just Liam, called Army of One.
Right.
And that was really good. Yeah. And they spent loads of money on it, but it just kind of bombed a bit. They didn't get it quite right. And the actor, Michael Jai White, is a wicked martial artist, great actor. But they just kind of, it just didn't get the support it needed. And now they could really do it justice. They could have it fucking, I don't know, my obsession with things being dark and gritty at the moment, but they could. And they've got the budget now and the ability to do Spawn special effects. He's got all chains flying at him and all that. Oh, they could absolutely nail it now. And it'd be really good. You'd hate it, I reckon. But yeah, it'd be dope. I don't know. I can't even put anything funny towards that. Yeah. Nothing to add. What's your number three?
I'm going to go for a remake of Pretty Woman.
Okay.
And again, I just think...
Where's this going?
Well, no, I just think, again, you look at that film and they're trying to make out that Julia Roberts is down on her luck and like, you know, and and she's obviously an absolute stunner.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, I've never really had any interactions with ladies of the night.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't envisage they look like Hollywood A-listers, you know, when like walking the street as per that film.
Probably terrified, freezing cold.
Yeah. So I'm thinking again, let's remake this and try and be a bit more real and body positive. So Pretty Woman with Gemma Collins, I think will be a really interesting reboot of a classic. I love Pretty Woman. And again, just to go back, you know, if you was to walk the streets and one of the ladies of the night looked like Julia Roberts.
I'd drive right past her because I'd be looking for Gemma. So what's Gemma Collins doing then?
She's going to be living in a house with her mate, and yeah, just can't really catch a break. Landlord wants the money, but unlike Julia Roberts, who was quite street savvy, was still very very polite. Whereas I think this would be more of a kind of a fresh take on it, whereas like anybody that sort of slowed down in the car,
Gemma's throwing herself in like, front of them to get the business.
She's like, "Fuck off!"
Yeah.
Like,
I'll come over here, love. Now, fucking come here.
Yeah. Like, I think it'd be a kind of modern.
I'll suck you, and who else is in the car? I'll do you all.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It'd be like, I'm with my kids. Can I just get past this part of the road?
I'm just trying to get the Taco Bell. Like, but yeah, that's kind of where I'm thinking. And then basically, we get a very wealthy individual slows down in his Tesla. and there she is, and he takes her out. You know, it's a business transaction. And she's like, "You're gonna get me dinner, though, aren't you?" And and he's like, "Yeah." And so they go to one of them eat all you can Chinese buffets.
I just get the feeling the dinner would cost more than the sex. I'm so sorry. What is wrong with me today?
He happens to be somebody that finds it. Well, yeah. So the guy that he's paying for the work happens to be a feeder.
That is perfect. Now we've got a film.
Yeah. And like he finds it, you know, very arousing to watch her chow down, and then you know,
diving into loads of McDonald's, apple pies,
they live happily ever after.
That sounds really nice, man.
Very
body positive, and you know, and sex work is work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, where am I going to go? Where am I fucking following that? All mine are so boring. Aliens. I'd like to see them not fuck aliens up because they keep fucking my life over with that. But, you know, let's just go straight on to your next one, Stu, I think.
Wizard of Oz.
Okay, who's in this one then?
Australian actors, right?
Genius.
All right.
Genius.
So we're going to have Paul Hogan, aka Mick Dundee, as the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, of course. Yeah, right? This is brilliant.
Is there anybody else over there that could be?
No, of course. He's behind the screen pulling all the strings, mate. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, in Emerald City.
We need a starlet to play Natalie Imbruglia, to play Dorothy, so we're going Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
Now we need a cowardly lion.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
You, this is an absolute gut. Someone's literally commissioning this as
Tin
we
Man,
speak.
Yeah. Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking. Was he the Australian Stephen Hawking?
No.
What? Is he not?
I don't know, but like...
He's only just from his voice on the...
He must have a thing where he can switch it to like...
Australian. Okay, yeah. Brilliant. Okay, no, love it, man. Yeah, that's genius. Like,
Yeah, I mean...
What was the Tin Man's problem? He didn't have a heart, did he? That was it, yeah.
And I need someone that hasn't really got much of a brain and looks like a fucking mess to play the scarecrow.
I'm not Australian, but go on.
You all right, though? Throw you in the mix for that one?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll take that, mate.
All right. And I just think it'd be a really interesting gang of people. Watching... Surely, I mean...
Can we get Harold Bishop in there somewhere?
Ooh.
I just really would like to see Harold in there. Because he's got jowls.
Yeah.
And I think you can... There's some production value in his little jowls.
He could play the Cowardly Lion, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could.
You've heard the story about his favourite lion on the Ramsay Street tour, haven't you?
What was it?
Where the geezer literally kept digging him out. A piss bloke was doing the Neighbours tour that Harold Bishop was doing.
Yeah.
And then he said, any questions? And he said, why are you so fat? And he just said, because every time I fuck your mum, she gives me a biscuit.
Is that what he said? Harold Bishop.
Fucking dude. Amazing. Yeah. So I just think the quest, it's a long film, The Wizard of Oz.
Because they're
following the Yellow Brick Road.
And
they're trying to get to see Mick Dundee. And I just think, do you know what? Fast track it. Like, one of the benefits of having Stephen Hawkins, he must have Google Maps on his thing.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I think you've got him in tow.
Yeah,
and you might have to charge his thing up, but he's also probably can get you quicker as well.
100%.
Yeah,
100%. Barry Gibb will be singing.
I mean, Natalie
Imbruglia.
I don't care how long that journey is if Natalie's there, to be honest with you.
You can park up somewhere over the rainbow. Just give us a couple of bars of Torn. I'll be all over that.
Oh, yeah.
And if Barry Gibb wants to drop in a bit of Stayin' Alive or Night Fever, it's a fucking great time.
Who's playing the witch?
I'll probably go for Helen Daniels from Neighbours.
Nice. Yeah, like it.
Oh, no, Mrs. Mangle.
Mrs. Mangle.
Yeah, Mrs. Mangle from Neighbours.
Solid.
Yeah, we'll go for that. I just think it's a fucking winner. I'll
commission that.
Again, like The Wizard of Oz, why that weren't set in Australia begs belief.
Yeah, it does beggars belief. Right. I think it's because they misspelled it to start with, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then from there...
That's all right. I've got it all sorted. What's your number one?
Jaws. Let's just make it to upset you, really. I don't think it's my number one. I think it's my number two. But I literally, what's convenient about you skipping number two is I actually only scored four down because I was scrabbling. I think they'd ruin it, if I'm honest. I think they'd ruin it. But I just, you know, I'm a sucker for a shark film. What's your number one?
Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, fucking yeah. That's way overdue a remake, mate.
Yeah.
So
I want to get, I want to sort of zhuzh it up.
Mm.
And I think Samuel L. Jackson's quite a busy man.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if I can get Charles Bronson, not the actor, the inmate, freed up for a week.
Yeah.
You know, we'll put him on a plane. A bit like, what was the other Nick Cage? What's the Nick Cage film where he's on a plane?
Oh, Con Air.
Con Air.
Perfect. Like with,
what's his name? Malkovich.
So, the idea is
he's on a plane for 48 hours and the snakes consist of Priti Patel, Katie Hopkins and Piers Morgan.
Oh,
and they need to navigate their way around that plane.
So it's not the people trying to escape the snakes. The snakes are trying to escape Charles Bronson while he beats them black and blue.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been quite an unlucky flight for the aforementioned because that flight is also cargo carrying a vast amount of very, very fucking dangerous weapons. it's actually doing a big drop at the martial arts shop in Basildon. So it's full of nunchuckers.
Oh, Kim Martial Arts. Yeah, wicked. Nunchucks.
Shuriken Stars.
Oh, fucking amazing.
All of that, which you wouldn't believe it. opening scene, yeah. Bronson escapes.
Yeah.
And only fucking, he's trying to fucking find his way onto the actual plane. He ends up undoing these boxes because he's hungry. And what does he find? A load of weapons.
Yeah.
And all he can hear upstairs is Piers Morgan's voice.
Just yapping.
And it's at like a level that doesn't fucking compute right with yeah. Bronson's brain.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just sends him into a fucking furious rage.
Yeah.
And he's now, nah, he knows that to basically to stop him getting to the pilot. Like to get to the pilot, land the plane safely because the plane's all over the place because the pilot's fucking yeah. worried about the fact that he's got them three cunts on his plight, on his flight. He can't fucking focus. So Bronson's got to land the plane, but to get to that pilot, he's got to
get
obliterate
yeah,
really
yeah.
slowly.
Yeah, yeah. This needs to be, I'd be really up for this being actually a snuff movie.
Yeah, I can work
with
that.
Because a lot of people frown against them.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think this is the first snuff movie that would get international acclaim.
Yeah, and one of the things that happens as well, just he's gone through Piers Morgan, right?
Yeah,
he's gone
yeah.
through Katie Hopkins,
and
he just gets to Priti Patel.
Yeah,
and she says, "Look, I'd like to protest my innocence."
Yeah, sure.
And then he just says, "What about the right to protest? Didn't you say that we was going to pass a law that ain't going to let that happen anymore?" Oh. And then, boom, she's done.
Yeah, that's brilliant, mate. It goes all, like, fucking political.
Yeah.
Just before he stuffs a fucking bow staff down her throat. Yeah.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.